Thanks for joining us for another great message from Influencers Church Australia. We hope it inspires you, encourages you, blesses you, and brings you joy. For more information about our church, go online to influencers.church. And now for our message.
Are you ready for the Word of God? Come on, wherever you are, I want you to get your pen, your paper, and be ready. Take notes, because I've had a word in my spirit for the last 2 weeks that I just know God has for you, and He's evolved it and grown it in me. And I just know this is a word that God is going to do something in your life as He's been doing in my life. So I'm so excited to share this with you. But as we always have to, let's start with the Word. So let's open up our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. And I want to read this with you, for you. But read it maybe with me in your home. It says this, "But when you pray," this is important, not if you pray, but when you pray, "go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private, in the secret place. And your Father who sees everything will reward you. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. And your Father who sees everything will reward you." Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you're here. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're speaking to every person today. We thank you that you have good for us, that you want to spend time with us, that you want to heal and restore us. So we pray that today there would be such a great revelation of you waiting for us to intimately speak and reveal our future, your plans for us, our families, and our world. I pray, Holy Spirit, you speak to us right now in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen, amen. So 2 weeks ago, right, this time 2 weeks ago, I was actually on a plane. The first time being on a plane since February this year. And our family had gone on a holiday to Queensland. Now, it'd been a pretty big year and a lot had not gone to plan and we didn't get to have our normal holiday. So we were ready for this holiday. But so we get to Queensland and we have basically half a day there and we start to do some things and we think we're just going to relax for a few days and then we're going to go out and see all the sights there are in beautiful Port Douglas. We're really excited about this. But as this starts to happen, there starts to be a bit of rumbling about a bit of an outbreak in South Australia. And we're monitoring and watching this. And I knew this had heightened when I walked out the front of the house we were staying in. We'd borrowed a house and we were staying in this home. And I walked out the front and a neighbor came out and was pretty friendly. And he said, "Hi, what's your name?" I said, "Josh." He goes, "How long are you here for?" I said, "Just 6 days in beautiful Queensland." He said, "Where are you from?" I said, "South Australia." And he said, "Get back." So instinctively, I stepped forward. And I said, "Excuse me?" And he goes, "Get back." And I said, "Why?" And he goes, "I know what's happening where you're from." And I said, "I'm from South Australia, mate. We're just here for a holiday." And he goes, "We don't want what you've got here in this place." I said, "Excuse me?" And he goes, I know what you're carrying. Get back in your home." So I said, "God bless you," and went inside my home. I was treated like I was a leper in our own country. Literally, and so within then a couple hours of that time, we get contacted by the Queensland government and they said, "You need to stay in your home and not leave the house except for getting a COVID test." Even though we got a COVID test and ended up being negative, of course, we were still not allowed to leave the home until we got on the plane and came back. So the holiday's over. So we are there in Queensland in a home that's not our home, no chance to go and do all the grocery shoppings. There's no Wi-Fi. I felt like I was back in the early 90s. There's no Wi-Fi. The only coffee we have is Nescafe Blend 43, again, back in the 90s. And there's no Netflix, and I'm on leper watch from the neighbor and not able to go anywhere. And literally, we hadn't done the shopping, so the next day is our anniversary, and all we have is a pack of crackers in like Jats, like, you know, that were left over from the people that used the house before us. So we're like blowing off any dust and stuff. And until our Coles, the highlight of our anniversary was a Coles delivery. And you know, literally locked in the house with the doors shut, not being able to go outside. Now, I've got to be honest, there was a plunge pool, which we were very grateful for. But if you have young kids, you know what it's like. There's only so much of a kid. My youngest is at an age where every time he jumps in the water, he jumps out, clings to you and spits in your face like a whale's blowhole with the water coming. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like if you've got kids, they come out of the water, it's like, Instantly, in your face, every time in the pool, you get the visual illustration today. So we're in lockdown. We're in shutdown. In Queensland, they shut our door. But that's exactly what I want to talk to you about today. Shutting your door. Not from people. Not out of fear, but out of relationship with Jesus. You see, there's actually nothing more important for you in your walk with God than shutting your door to the world and spending time with your Savior and your Creator. Can I tell you today, there is no podcast, there is no message from me or anyone else, there is no worship album that will impact your life like a moment with the Holy Spirit where Jesus directly speaks to you. I promise you, God is speaking. What we've got to do is learn how to hear Him. He has so much to reveal to you. He has so much He wants to say to you. He has so much more for you, but it's found in intimacy and personal time with Jesus. So how do we do that? Matthew 6, Jesus talks to us about how to pray. But before Jesus can tell us how to pray, because how to pray is important, but for Jesus, what's more important first is where to pray. So I want to help you with this today, because before we get to the end of the year, I believe God wants to speak to you. We're still in Vision Month. God is still speaking. He's still revealing. And I believe right now, what we've seen in the world with doors shut may be the very key to how you and your personal and relational life with God can hear from Him. Are you ready to hear from God? Not only that, I want to get rid of some stuff today that may be in the way from you hearing from God. I want to help you. So before Jesus can tell us how to pray, He tells us where to pray. So let's go back to the verse we read at the start and we'll put it up on the screen. It says this in Matthew 6, verse 6. It says, but when you pray, go away by yourself. Read this with me. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private or in secret. God is looking for time with you, not you and everyone else. Now, I believe in praying continuously. And I believe that there are prayers we can pray at work and there are prayers we can pray on the bus and there's prayers we can pray while we're with our family, but they are not a replacement. They are an addition to intimate personal time with just you and God. So when Jesus goes to teach us what is the very foundation for His ministry, which is prayer, Jesus says the key is to shut the door. Everyone say, in your home, shut the door. Jesus says, shut the door. There has to be a place that is just you and Him. And He says, the Father is waiting for you there. The Father is waiting for you to find a place that is just you and Him, not you and the kids, not just you in the in your bed next to the person next to you, not just you in the car where you're with you're driving the kids to school. They are and prayers. They are important prayers, but there is a primary place that you have to go in order to hear from God, and it's a place with just you and Him. He's waiting to meet with you where you shut the door. It's a place where you begin the day. It's a place on the worst of days that you know you can go. It's a place where you know your Father is waiting for you. Shutting the door speaks of intimacy. You shut the door for intimacy. It's a place just where you and Him are going to be. Shutting the door speaks of getting rid of all the other voices. Shutting the door talks of Him being a priority. It's there in the secret place between you and Him that He wants to set you up and He wants to set you free. He wants to set you up for what's next and He wants to set you free from what's holding you back. So let's go to the Old Testament for a while. So we go to the book of Samuel and we see that Israel wants a king. They really want a king and he advises against them, but they want a king anyway. So they go to the prophet Samuel and Samuel begins to pray. In the meantime, there's a man called Saul and this is the king that will be the king before David. And Saul is an ordinary man and he's lost his donkeys. So he goes on a wander for a few days with his servant looking for his donkeys and he can't find his donkeys anywhere. And now the priority is not just finding the donkeys, they've been gone so long, he actually has to get home because people are more concerned about them than they are the donkeys. But his servant has an idea. Let's go to the nearby town. There's a prophet there called Samuel, and why don't we ask him if he knows where the donkeys are? So they go to the nearby town and they come across Samuel, who is praying for a king. And God says to Samuel, Saul, this man that's coming to you today, he is to be the king of Israel. So Samuel, after a moment, puts on a feast and then gets a private moment with Saul and anoints him and appoints him for rulership. Can I tell you, God has anointed and appointed your life for leadership, dominion, authority, and rulership. One of the very things we started to talk about right at the beginning of our first COVID season was what Jesus talked about mostly before he went to be with the Father after he rose again, and that was the kingdom of God. And when Jesus talked about the kingdom of God, he talked about this perspective, that you have authority, rulership, dominion, leadership, and power in your life. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. You were not meant to be living a life where the circumstances and emotions and feelings of the world around you dictates your emotions, your feelings, and your circumstances. You were meant to understand, as a ruler, as a leader, as a child of God, as joined heirs with Christ, you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are more than a conqueror. Do you believe it today? Revelation says that we are called to be kings and priests. So Saul, when we look at Saul, he was unlikely. He was not the normal choice. He was from the wrong tribe. He was from the wrong family. He was the wrong person, yet God chose him. And the Bible says this, he was head and shoulders taller than anyone else, but he was chosen by God. Unlikely, unchosen, yet chosen by God to rule. You've got to believe that this morning. There's great things ahead. God has great things for your life. The way the circumstances you've been dealt in life, your lot in life, it does not dictate who you are. He dictates who you are. And you are called to lead and rule in Jesus' name. So it comes the time for his public inauguration, the time where he's anointed king in front of everyone. So we're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 10. It says this, "And finally Saul, son of Kish, was chosen from among them. And when they looked for him, he had disappeared. So they asked the Lord, 'Where is he?' And the Lord replied, 'He is hiding amongst the baggage.' So they found him and brought him out, and he was head and shoulders taller than anyone else." There isn't a moment where Saul is to be anointed king, and he is hiding amongst his baggage. He's left the position of authority, and he is no longer standing on the platform God has given him, but he's hiding amongst the baggage that he carried to get to that place. Where is Saul? Hiding amongst the baggage. He is nowhere to be seen. You see, whatever this year has dealt you, whatever this season has been like, you get to make a decision what you look at. Of all the things we cannot control this year, the one control we do have is our perspective. And you are either going to look at the possibility or you're going to look at the problem. You're either going to look at the potential or you're going to look at the frustrations. There is both frustration and potential. There is both problems and possibilities. And the one thing we get to control is who we are in Jesus and what we're looking at. There is a call, there is an anointing, there is a grace. I feel the Holy Spirit on this today. There is authority and dominion on your life. And this year and the last years and different seasons have been odd. But you, when you are anointed for your future, don't hide amongst your history. Let me say it again. When you are anointed for your future, don't hide amongst your history. We all have baggage. All of us carry baggage. I carry baggage and you carry baggage. Now, what I found when you go to the airport is they ask you what this one question: did you pack your own bags? Because you have to take responsibility for what's in your baggage. You have to take responsibility for what you're taking to your destination, or another word for destiny. You see, right now, at the end of a year, we look into destiny and God is beckoning and calling you into your destiny. The Holy Spirit is with you right now here. But Jesus is also in your future calling you to your destination or destiny. And you have to take responsibility for what's in your bags, and either you're taking them with you or you're leaving some things here because you don't need to carry them with you into your future because they're potentially harmful for where you're going. Amen? So there's different bags. There's a bag of timidity. Ask the Holy Spirit, what are some of the bags people hide behind? I felt one of them was timidity. I feel some people have shrunk back and are living smaller than the destiny that God has for you. And when you don't live to your full potential, it's not that God hasn't released you for your potential, it's that you haven't attached faith to where God's taking you because you see yourself as smaller than you are, like Saul did. He saw himself as little, yet he was bigger than everyone than he actually realized. And when you are living timid, you are denying the power of God and the price that Jesus has paid and the gift of victory that he has handed to your life. There's another bag that we have, and that bag is offense. The bag of offense means you're not only carrying your baggage, sometimes we're carrying other people's baggage too because they've offended you. So you picked up their issues that they projected onto you and you've been carrying them for too long and you're feeling heavy. It's time to let go of offense before we go into the next year. There's another bag. There's the bag that is the fear of failure. But the Bible tells me he has not given me a spirit of fear, but of peace, love, and a sound mind. Sometimes we're so worried about stepping boldly into our future out of fear for what has not happened yet. So we are so affected by what happened in the past, we don't move into the future because we're fearful of what may go wrong, even though it hasn't gone wrong. So out of the chance of it being embarrassing or potentially failing, we don't move forward. But I would rather be Peter that sinks a little, that stepped out of the boat, than the rest of the disciples that just got to talk about it. Come on, don't let fear of failure be the baggage that you hide behind when God wants to move you into your new season. I felt there was another bag, and it's the bag of comfort. Now, this year has created a whole lot of new rhythms and patterns. Some are good and some are bad. And some of us have gotten so comfortable with the new patterns we've formed during COVID season is that we're not living in the fullness of what God has for our life. And I felt God say, for you to walk into destiny, you've got to drop some of these bags. You've got to stop hiding behind some of these bags. If I can be honest, since we finished church, when our last season of coming back to church, while so many came back, there are still some that haven't walked through the door. And I understand it's been a different year. And I understand we've formed new rhythms and comfort, and I can watch from home. But I want to say this in all love. There is a fine line between being safe and living in fear. There is a fine line between being conscientious and backsliding. God called us to gather. God called us to be the saints. He called us to worship. He called us to commune. He called us to break bread together. And I want to tell you, there is comforts that have come through this season, and this season will create great new opportunities. Like, we can teach things like college and parenting courses right into your home, but never neglect the gathering together, because one day in the house of the Lord is better than 1,000 days anywhere else. I want to tell you, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of God. As you walk into your destiny, don't get too comfortable behind some baggage that we all picked up this year. Amen. There's another bag, and that bag is rejection. And even Jesus was rejected too. And that is easy to hide behind. But the truth is, we got to get our eyes off who rejected us and start focusing on who accepted us. And when Jesus and others accept you, don't hide behind the rejection of others. Destiny is calling you. Leave the bags and get on the plane to where God's getting you. There's another bag that I felt God say, and it's the bag of insecurity. I want to talk about this in a moment. The reality is, we've all hidden as humans. All for all time, we hid in the garden. Gideon hid in a wine press. Elijah hid in a cave. But it's time for us to stop hiding behind those insecurities and those fears and those worries. I don't know what they are for you, but you can find them in the secret place. Ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that I'm carrying? What is it from my past? What is it from when I was a child? What is it from this year that I'm hiding behind instead of standing on the platform of destiny, authority, and anointing that you have for my life? Because God is calling you and beckoning you into your destiny. Your baggage is only meant to be carried for the minimal time possible. It's time to let it go. I actually think repentance is a huge part of this. Sometimes we don't get comfortable with the topic of repentance. Now, I actually think repentance isn't really so much about when we lie or cheat or swear or get angry or watch the wrong thing on Netflix. I mean, I think the Holy Spirit convicts us pretty quick. We can respond to that pretty quickly. Do you know, repentance, where we're meant to regularly repent, this is what it's about. It's not that I'm on my knees going, God, I flicked the bird at the traffic light. God, I watched a little too much of the Kardashians. God, I think it's this. I think it's to do with our iniquities. What are our iniquities? They're actually our hidden faults that we don't see. It's our feelings. It's our pride. It's our unbelief. It's our jealousy. It's our comparison. It's the things we don't even know we're carrying that are weighing us down. They're things that actually are affecting us that we actually can't bring to God because sometimes we don't know that we have them, and we have to go to Him and say, I repent for what I've picked up that was never mine to carry. God, would you help me to let go of it? See, Saul's biggest battle was in his mind. This is what happened with Saul. He didn't actually know his problem. Saul, in his mind, Saul was the smallest. But when everyone else looked at Saul, he was the biggest. But Saul, because he thought he was so small, thought he could hide behind his baggage. But he was head and shoulders taller than anyone else, and he couldn't hide behind it. And do you know what everyone else is thinking? Saul, you're bigger than this. And I feel the Holy Spirit is saying to some people today, me too, because he had to do work for me in the last 2 weeks to be able to preach this message. Josh, you're bigger than this. It's time to let go. So you've carried your baggage for long enough. For Saul, it was his insecurities. And because he hid behind it and never dealt with it, he was insecure with the next King David. He was insecure with his son Jonathan. He was insecure with his pastor Samuel. He was insecure with his own men. And it eventually hurt him. See, everyone has a secret place they go to. Saul had an unhealthy one. He had this baggage that he carried. See, the truth is we all have a secret place, whether you realize it or not. We have a secret place in our mind. We have a secret place we go, and it's either a healthy one or it's one with Jesus. See, our secret place is one where we either pick up our baggage or we leave our baggage. And too many people go to a place in their mind where they pick up the baggage from years ago or days ago or seasons ago, and they take it into our regular life. But you were never meant to pick up your baggage. You were meant to leave your baggage in your secret place. See, one is about your history and one is about your future. You see, we were never meant to pick up our baggage. We were meant to take our baggage and leave it with Jesus. We were meant to be baggage droppers, because Jesus is our baggage handler. See, David had baggage. I'm going to come to the end, but this is important. David, the next king, had baggage. David had heaps of baggage. David, his baggage is written about more than Saul's baggage. It's not that we don't have baggage. It's just that David took his baggage to his secret place and always left it with the Father. It's not that we have a problem if we have stuff. We've all got stuff. We've all got fear of failure and insecurities and offense and worries and things that have hurt us. But David took his baggage to the Father and he left it there. This is why the verse we read at the beginning, Matthew 6:6, it says, but when you pray, go away by yourself. Read it with me. Shut the door behind you and pray to the Father in private. There your Father who sees everything will reward you. I say, this is why you have to shut the door. Because the Father wants to, in private, when no one else can see, say, hey, I see that rejection. Let's deal with it. Because I've got a destiny for you. I see that timidity, but you're bigger than this. Let's deal with it. Because what you don't deal with the Father in private eventually gets seen by everyone else in public. And people look and say, you're bigger than this. You're better than this. You've grown past this, which is why the Father is so good. He says, before you pray, shut the door. Just you and me. I care for you so much. I see everything. I love this. The Father who sees everything is waiting to meet with you to deal with those things in private. And he says, I won't embarrass you. I won't stand you on a platform in front of everyone yet. I won't let everyone point at your failures and mistakes. No, in private, I want to heal you and restore you. I want to set you free so I can set you up. And it's there in private. You don't need to describe your baggage. He knows it. He sees it. It's there in private. You have to stop talking, because you go to meet with him and let him speak and him heal. So what I love about David is David never ran away from destiny. David never forced God's hand, but he also never ran away from leadership, authority, dominion, and rulership. Why? Because he had a secret place where he knew who he wasn't, but he could leave his baggage and walk out in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yep. See, we've all got our stuff. We've all got our baggage. We've all got the things we've carried from this year and the past seasons and maybe decades gone by. And I'm not here today to say you shouldn't have baggage. I'm here to say I've got baggage. They've got baggage. You've got baggage. We've all got stuff. But that stuff stops us from being the kings and priests that he promised we would be. It stops us from running into destiny that God's calling us into. If you're sick of carrying those things around, sick of lugging it around, sick of being frustrated and limited and disappointed and fearful and worried and hurt, it's time to go to that secret place where Jesus said in Matthew 11, come to me. It wasn't, let me come to you. It was, come to me. There's a secret place. There's a place where you and I can meet every day. There's a place where you can shut the door in a good day and a bad day, and I'll be waiting. Come to me, you who are weary and burdened from carrying your bags, and I will give you rest. Church, my friend, Josh, it's time to stop lugging it around. It's time to stop carrying it into destiny, but to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, I've got something great for your life. God has good for you. He has authority, power, and dominion in your life. But don't hide behind the things of this year. Don't hide behind the things of this past. It's time to the past. It's time to get to the secret place and let him remind you who you are and let him take it all away and let him help you walk into a new season in faith and boldness and confidence and prayer. How do we do this? Because there was another king and another priest. This king, at his baptism, never stood away. It was there this hid away. This king was Jesus, and this prophet was John. But it was there at Jesus' anointing for his ministry, he never hid. He never said, I'm just from Bethlehem. He never said, I come from a young mother and a carpenter for a father. He never said, I come from the wrong town. I've been rejected all of my life. He never said, I was a refugee that had to run to Egypt because a king tried to take my life. No, it was there that this king stepped forward for the anointing and the call that was on his life. He never shrunk away, but he boldly ran into destiny, and that destiny was setting you free. The truth was, Jesus never had baggage, so Jesus came to carry yours. So it's there in the contrast of soul and ourself, with in our weakness, with the strength of Jesus, we see his perfection and his sacrifice and victory. And now him being lifted up to be the King of Kings, the name above all names, the Lord of Lords, that now rules and sits on the right-hand side of the Father, that every knee shall bow and tongue confess. But it says that we shall reign with him. It's not because we're good enough we get to leave our bags. It's not because I'm strong enough I get to lead. It's not because I've got the best history or the best family or the best upbringing or that I don't have baggage. It's because Jesus never hid, Jesus never shrunk back, or Jesus never had his own, that he says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy burden, and I will take your stuff and you will get my rest. It's because of Jesus you can live free. It's because of Jesus you can have authority. Come on, look at me, wherever you are, put the stuff down. Don't be distracted for a minute. Listen, it's because of Jesus you can lead. It's because of Jesus you can rule. It's because of Jesus you can have power. It's in Jesus' name you can walk into destiny. It's just time to leave the bags. Come, wherever you are, be still for a moment. Shut your eyes. In your mind, go to that secret place. Hey, you might have a room. Take your phone, your laptop. Go sit there for a moment right now with me. Because he wants to be with you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to heal you. He wants to call you. Imperfect, heavy burdened, hidden, me and you, because he says you're bigger than this. because Jesus was bigger than this. And I'm calling you into your next. He's beckoning you into your future. He's saying, find your chair, shut the door. There's a secret place for you. Father, I thank you for the season that is ahead for the church. I thank you for the destiny and call that's on every person, regardless of our goodness or our failure. I thank you that you anointed and called us for greater, but that you see our failings, our rejections, our fear, our timidity, our stuff. So while we might even not know what it is, we have to recognize we've picked up some things. We go to a secret place and we give it to you. Jesus, I come to say I am sorry for what I have not seen. I'm sorry for who I've been that I was never called to be. I'm sorry for where I've listened to other voices that weren't yours. And I give my stuff to you. And I pray you heal me, you lead us, and you set us free. Call us into destiny. I pray in these next days you help us to find a place where we can physically go and shut the door so we can spiritually go and relate to you. Thank you that you're calling us in Jesus' name. Hello, thank you so much for watching this video today. I pray this sermon has blessed you, encouraged you, and inspired you. You know, we may never have met, I may not know you, but God knows you. And I'll tell you today, God loves you. That even before you knew about him, he loved you. And he has a plan and a purpose for your life. You know, so many of us do life on our own, trying to lead our life in a way that finds answers and finds the peace and finds the joy we're looking for, but we come up short. But God knew that you needed rescuing, that you needed saving, that you needed his love. So he sent his son Jesus to come and pay the price for our mistakes. He lived a perfect life, but knowing we couldn't, he said, I will take their place. So he died and rose again so that his death could pay the penalty for my mistakes and my past, and his life could make a way so that I could have life. I believe that when you believe in what Jesus did and when you invite him to be Lord of your life, you can experience forgiveness, peace, hope, joy, purpose, and life like you've never known before. It's not about what we've done or who we're not. It's about that we have a God who's good, who can turn things for good, and loves you. He's a father, he's a friend, and you can invite him into your life today by simply saying this prayer after me. I'm gonna say this prayer, and wherever you are, wherever you're watching around the world, pray this prayer with me. Maybe you once knew God and you walked away. You know what? Maybe he's getting your attention today to say, come back into relationship with me. Maybe you've known religion, but never a real genuine relationship with God. Why don't you say this prayer too? And I believe this can be the beginning of a great new day. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for loving me and giving your life for me. I pray you forgive me for my past and you walk with me into my tomorrow. Let me know your grace, your forgiveness, your peace, your purpose, your joy, and your hope into my life. I ask you to lead me and guide me from this day forward. Be Lord of who I am. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad you prayed that prayer today. I believe that as you did, the peace, the grace, and the love of God comes into your life. You know what? The past is real, but it doesn't have to dictate your future. Let the love, the grace, and the word of God go with you from this day forward, and I believe the best days are ahead for you. If you prayed this prayer, or you want to know more, maybe you're on the journey, why don't you flick us an email so we can send you some material about following Jesus. We can maybe connect you with a local church near you that you can do life with, get good people around you, and we would love to pray with you. I'm so glad you prayed that prayer. I'm so glad you're on the journey of following Jesus. I'm so glad you listened today. God bless.